which is the catchphrase, the opening phrase, the opening verse for the discourse. And so that's the very last verse. Et shabtotai tishmoru, my shabbatot, you should guard, umikdashi tirau, and you should fear my sanctuary, ani Hashem, I am God. So that is the opening phrase for this discourse, which was said in 1965 for Parshat Bahar, and it's not an edited discourse, and so that's what we're going to try and explore together. And so in order to help us explore it, we'll have the Maimonides. Oh ya 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 yo ya yo ya ya ra ya ra yo ba yo ha ya ba ya ba ya yo ba yo ha ya ra ram ba yo ba ra ram ba yo ba ho ya ya ra ram ba ya ba yo ba ya ra ram ba ya ba yo ho ya ra ram ba yo ba ra ram ba yo ya 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 ra ram ba ho ya 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 ra ram ba ho ya ya ho ya ya yo Et shavtotai tishmoru umikdashi tirau ani Hashem. Now we're in the actual text. My Sabbaths you should guard, and my sanctuary you should fear, you should be in awe. I am God. Umbevor b'likutei Torah, and it explains in Likutei Torah, which is a book of teachings of Rabbi Shneur Zalman, the founder of Chabad, sheperush shavtotai, that when it says, my Sabbaths, Hein shtei Shabbatot. It actually means two Sabbaths, meaning two aspects of Shabbat. V'hainu shtei p'chinot Shabbat. Two qualities of Shabbat, sheyesh b'chol Shabbat, that there is in every Shabbat. Now this discourse, I would say, is like, imagine that there was someone who knew a lot about wine. And so he's given you a glass of wine, and he says, now let me explain to you, can you taste the Tuscany flavor? And he goes into all these different aspects of the wine, which you wouldn't have noticed by yourself. So this discourse is doing this for Shabbat. So we're looking at, so first of all, there are these two aspects of Shabbat. Shabbat Tata'a, the lower Shabbat, the Shabbat Ilah, and the higher Shabbat, ukufi shemavai behemshech ha'inyan, as it explains further there in Likutei Torah, shezeu inyan leil Shabbat v'yom Shabbat. This is the night of Shabbat, Friday night, and then there's the day of Shabbat. Later on in our discourse, he talks about shalashidus as well, the third meal atmosphere on Shabbat. So it's really a series of levels of intensifying. Becoming more spiritual as we go through Shabbat. And the basic explanation of this, Shabbat hu inyan aliyat ha'olamot. Shabbat expresses the ascent of the worlds towards God. V'hu inyan ha'bitul. And that means selflessness, abnegation, as if the worlds become transparent and the godliness within is revealed. Ubaze gufa, and in this itself, yechtei matregot, there are two levels. Shabbat tata'a, the lower Shabbat, shuhu bitul ha'yesh la'ayin. That is the physical being abnegated to the spiritual. V'shabbat ilah, and the higher Shabbat, Shehu bitul ha'amiti, which is true abnegation. But I'm going to try to explain these terms in a minute. V'hu inyan gilui atzmut or ein sof. And that means revealing the essence of the divine, of the radiance of the infinite, hasovev kol almin, that aspect which surrounds all worlds, Bechinat ha'ayin, which is a higher level of spiritual, sheyitgale la'atid lavo, which will be revealed in the future. Now, the way that I understand this is that we have two dimensions of spirituality which fill the world, which are present in the world. One is Mamale Kol Almin, the radiance which fills all worlds. And this is what could be called in English the immanent radiance, which is within everything. So here we're sitting at a table. Within the table, there is a divine energy which is making this table exist. And so with everything else in existence. There's an immanent radiance which is within everything. Now, at the same time, we see a physical world. So one step is that this physical world, in our perception, and the reason why we see it that way is because it's Shabbat and it's a holy day. We see not the physical so much as the spiritual. That might explain why on Shabbat it's a nice thing to have beautiful food and other beautiful physical pleasures, because we're not taking the physical aspect. We're seeing the spiritual dimension within. So since we're relating to the spiritual dimension, that becomes the focus, that the physical is batel, is abnegated, is transparent to the spiritual. Now that is Mamale Kol Almin. But then we have a higher level, which is called Sovev Kol Almin, which transcends the world. Not that it's outside the world, it's everywhere. It's not limited by the world in any way. And that higher radiance, that higher expression of the divine, is a deeper quality. And our abnegation, our transparency, if you like, our submission, our awareness, our sensitivity to that deeper level, that's a higher spiritual dimension. That's beyond the beauty of the strawberry ice cream for dessert. It's on another level altogether. And if we put it into practical terms, you might say Friday night, which the discourse doesn't do, Friday night, it's like, the main focus on Friday night is the sort of more material aspect of Shabbat. Everyone is there and it's nice with Shabbat clothes and a nice white tablecloth on the table, beautiful food, intimacy, happiness, family connection. But Shabbat morning, that's an opportunity to study a Hasidic discourse, to pray with a sort of spiritual focus and hear the Torah being read, which can be a very spiritual experience as well. It's levels upon levels. So in that way, we can understand this lower Shabbat, which is the more tangible, material aspect of the Shabbat, and then the more spiritual dimension.
So in the physical, isn't there also high spiritual level, in the sense that everything that is here is mirrored in Shemayim? So if you have this beautiful table and then the radiance of Shabbat, it is reflected, or the exact same thing is happening in Shemayim. So there is this, not just, this is from what I understood from Derech Hashem, that there is this, whatever happens here is a mirror of what is happening there. So by believing that, it also lifts you to a...
Now, that's a very beautiful thing. But the point about Ramchal is that his direction is away from the world, whereas the Chabad is trying to show that in the world there is intense spirituality. So and it's interesting, this point of difference that you can see in this image. So there's certainly, that would be a very beautiful thing to meditate on, that as you're sitting at the Shabbat meal, that the whole thing is also taking place in Shemayim, and it's a very spiritual thing, like your spiritual dimension is in Shemayim, and so on.
So Chabad is taking,
whereas Chabad will do it the other way around.
Reflecting it on.
That's her. Right. You yourself, as a physical woman of flesh and blood, here in this world, with the strawberry ice cream and every other delicious aspect of life, it's here is godliness revealed. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the divine being revealed in the world. So that's the, in general, you know, you take not only Derech Hashem, but Mesilat Yesharim. It's steps away. It's going beyond, step by step. And what Chabad, in a sense, is trying to do is draw the divine deeper down. But the only thing is that even when you're drawing the divine down, it can be drawn down in a way that what you're looking at is the physical. Or you transcend that, and what this world becomes is a more spiritual experience altogether. And that's like the Shabbat day, the Shabbat morning. And Shabbat afternoon with Shalosh Seudot is even higher. Because the way the discourse looks at Shalosh Seudot, I hope we'll get there, is that you don't actually have to eat at the Shalosh Seudot. You can just study Torah. It's so much beyond the physical. You don't need the physical. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Val Zenema, this is line 11. So about this it says, Et Shabtotai Tishmohu, you should guard my Shabbat. Shebe'emet Shabbat hu b'chinat matana shenitna lanu ma'ashem. Shabbat is actually a present, a gift, given to us by God. Rak shanu tzrichim lishmor. We just have to guard it. Shelo yafsidu ata chas v'shalom. We shouldn't, God forbid, lose it. Al yedei ze kilkul, by doing something wrong. Ugrama benizakin, causing some kind of problem. Hamonei agilui zechuli, which prevents this revelation. So we have to guard Shabbat, Shamor at Yom HaShabbat. When it says in the Ten Commandments, Shamor, guard the Shabbat, it means keep all the mitzvot, lo taseh, all the prohibitions, what you mustn't do on Shabbat. So what is happening in the guarding? We're making sure we don't lose the spirituality, because God forbid, breaking Shabbat would lose that spiritual quality. So by keeping Shabbat, by observing the laws of Shabbat, we make it possible to experience these two dimensions of the spiritual that it's describing.
Well, that's the two candles you have to keep and to safeguard.
What yes, you? Well, you see, there's Shamor and Zochor. Because in the two texts of the Aseret Hadibrot, of the Ten Commandments, the one in Yitro and the one in Vayetchanan, in one it says Shamor, the other it says Zachor. So Zachor, remember, is the positive side of Shabbat. For example, making Kiddush, making Havdalah. That's expressed by the word Zachor, remember. Whereas Shamor is guarding it, means all the negative commandments surrounding Shabbat, so that we keep Shabbat and don't break it. And anyone who is governed by Shamor is also governed by Zachor. Therefore, women are chayev to do Kiddush and Havdalah, because that Zachor applies to everyone, just as the Shamor applies to everyone. Otherwise, we might think it's a positive mitzvah to make Kiddush, which is affected by time, so it doesn't apply to women. But in fact, it does, because all the negative mitzvot of Shabbat apply to a woman the same as a man. Mm-hmm. And so since she is included in Shamor, she's included in Zachor. So that's why a woman who is left alone for some reason over Shabbat, so she'll make Kiddush herself. Mm-hmm. Now, Bet. Now, looking at this in a little bit more detail, Yuvan, it'll be understood, Al pi amavor b'mayim mekabot kedushas atmo Rashab. As the Rebbe Rashab said, in a discourse 100 years old, Nishmato Eden, Dibu ha-matchil hazed has the same, it's a discourse with the same beginning, Dishnat ateret, Taf reish ayin tet. So we are in Taf Shein Ayin Tet. This was said in 1919, exactly 100 years ago. And he says there, Sheyesh Shalosh Madregot B'Shabbat. There are three levels in Shabbat. U'Bechlalot, but in general, Ein Shtei. It's two levels. Shtei Madregot, Shtei Shabbatot, the two Shabbatot that we began off with. Right? So, but now he's introduced a third level. Now, let's see. V'tochen ha'dvarim hu, content of what he's saying is, dehine k'tev, behold, it's written, b'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha'shabbat, la'asot et ha'shabbat. The Jewish people, the Israelites, should guard the Shabbat to make Shabbat. So they're guarding Shabbat and making Shabbat. Shein shtei madrigot b'Shabbat. That's two different levels in Shabbat. One is the one we guard and the other is the one we make. Let's see. Madriga achat, the first level, hi ha-Shabbat sheyeshno mitzad atzmo. That's Shabbat the way it is in itself. Shezel inyan sheShabbat mikatsha v'kaima. The idea that Shabbat is holy by itself. There's a kind of objective Shabbat. Shabbat is there every seventh day of the week. In theory, let's say there's a country where no Jewish people are living, or a town where no Jewish people are living. Still, the Saturday is Shabbat. It happens there are no Jews there keeping it, but it's there. It exists. And it doesn't depend on the sages establishing the calendar. It's every seventh day. True, we get into sticky issues when we talk about date changing and, over the date line and things like that. And, some poskim have the idea that somewhere like Australia, where I can't remember if it's on a Friday or on a Sunday, it's Friday on the beach, but it's Saturday in the water. So, but apart from, extreme examples of this kind, where do you put where's the Jewish date line? Mm-hmm. The official, so to speak, date line. It's by some kind of international agreement where it should be somewhere in the sea when a ship comes there, so they're crossing the date line. But from the point of view of Torah, where's the date line? Mm-hmm. So there's discussion about it. And in theory, you could have a place that if you come to it this way, one day will be Shabbat, but if you come to it the other way, another day will be Shabbat. And so,
well, my husband used to live in Alaska.
Right.
Where it doesn't get dark, for instance. So
that's a different problem.
But it doesn't end.
Yeah, that's... That's a serious, that's another dimensional problem, yeah. But if you approach Far Eastern Russia from one way, or from the other way, from China, mm-hmm. you might, from Australia, Japan, China, and come to, it might be that you're counting a different date.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, Shabbat is Shabbat. That's the standard thing. So Shabbat is Mekadsha B'Kaima. Shabbat exists as every seventh day. We don't have to do anything about it. Val Zeh Ne'eman, about this it says in the verse, V'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-Shabbat. The Jewish people should guard the Shabbat. That means the Shabbat which is there already. Shetzrichim rak lishmo et ha-Shabbat. All we have to do is guard it. Don't lose it. Madriga Shniya, but the second level. Himash Nishmot Yisrael Mamshichim V'osim Et HaShabbat. It's that the Jewish souls draw down and make Shabbat. Right? V'ashal Zeh Ne'amar, and about this it says, La'asot Et HaShabbat. Make Shabbat. Haynu Sh'al Yedei Avodatam. That means through the service of the Jewish people. Their prayer, their Torah study, their awareness, their sensitivity, the whole meaning, the nigunim at the table, all the different aspects, the guests at the table, all different ways in which they are making this Shabbat something meaningful. Haynu shal yedei avodatam, through their service, mamshichim dagan na'alet yoteh b'Shabbat. They're drawing down a higher level of Shabbat. Shezeu inyan, and that's the concept. V'karata l'Shabbat oneg. You should call Shabbat delight. So getting to the delight. So Shabbat is there by itself, but without us making any effort. But if we put a bit of effort into it, we will reveal the delight in Shabbat as well. Ach yesh, so that's two levels. Ach yesh madrega na'alet yoter b'Shabbat. There's an even higher level. Because the Rebbe Rashab said there are three, right? We began off from Rebbe Shneur Zalman saying there are two, now we've come to three. So here we're looking at a third. There's a higher level. She'ef shalom shicha al yedei avodah. And this higher level is beyond the service of people doing or not doing things. It's beyond us. Uva milamayla bivchinat matana. It comes from above in a way of a gift. Val zeneman, about that it says in the Talmud, matana tova yeshli. I have a beautiful gift. Bevet knazai, in my treasure house, says the king, or says God to us, v'shabbat shema, and it is called Shabbat. So let's have a look in what it says in little line 25 on the right-hand side of the commentary. V'zeh l'shon ha'gemara, this is what the Talmud says. Hanoten matana l'chavero tzarich l'odio. If you give a present to someone, you should tell him that you're giving him a present. As it says, l'dat ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. You should know that I, God, make you holy. So God is telling us He makes us holy. He's telling us He's giving us this gift. Tanya nami hachi, we've learned a similar idea as follows. L'dat ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. To know that I, God, make you holy. Amala HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. God said to Moshe, Matana tova yesh li bevet gnazai. I have a beautiful gift, a nice gift, in my treasure house. V'shabbat shema, and it's called Shabbat. V'ani mevakesh litnai Yisrael, and I want to give it to the Jewish people. Lech v'hodiyam. Go and tell them they're going to get this precious gift. U'mamshich, and the person writing this commentary adds, U'mamshich mevayeh, it continues by explaining, et ma'alat inyan ha-shabbat ha-nimshach melemayla bederech matana. So he's telling us what the discourse is going to explain. The discourse is going to explain what is this Shabbat that comes from above. Right, so we're back in 9:10. So we've got now three levels. Shabbat as it is, by itself, Shabbat that we work on, and the Shabbat which comes as a gift from above.
Does he distinguish what the gift from above is different from Shabbat as it is?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. Va'inyan bazeh, and this concept, what this means is shahatainuk, the delight, shenimshach al yedei avodah, that comes through our making an effort of service. V'karata l'shabbat oneg, you should call Shabbat delight, right? That's in the second level. Harei zeh rak he'ara bilvad, that is only a gleam, me'atzmut ha'ta'anug, from the very essence of delight. Aval atzmut ha'ta'anug, but the essence of tonight, of delight, i'efshar la'hamshich al yedei avodah, cannot be drawn down through our actual effort. Ki im bivchinat matana, only as a gift. So here he's explaining that through Shabbos Mikdash Mekaimo, we have the holiness of Shabbos. It's very beautiful through the fact that Shabbat is there. The diary says Thursday, Friday, Shabbat, bang, here, we're in Shabbat. Beautiful. The effort that we put in releases a further dimension of Shabbat, the delight which is in Shabbat. Now, if we manage to reach the gift level of Shabbat, then we come to the level which is completely beyond, which is not just a gleam of delight, but the essence of delight. And so that's a complete transformation of consciousness, if it was really going to happen. And don't forget, Shabbat is me'ein olam haba. Shabbat is a taste of the future world. And so that transformation of consciousness with a kind of total ta'anug, total delight, that's something exquisite. Now, how does that happen? Line 14. Al yedei taruta de la'ele mitzad atzma. It comes about through an arousal from above, which comes by itself. Val zeh ne'emar, and we have a verse about this. Az titaneg el Hashem. Then you will delight in godliness. B'derek mimela, in an automatic way, not doing anything. It's just that you will delight in godliness. V'nimtza, and it comes out, shebechlalut yeshnan shtei shabbatot. All right, so, and now we're trying to fit together the two and the three. Right, so let's see how that works. Shebechlalut, in general, yeah, so the two is from Rabbi Yishnah Zalman, and the three is from the Rebbe Rashab, and they somehow fit together. That means shebechlalut yeshnan shtei shabbatot. In general, we've got two levels of Shabbat. Shabbat ha'achat, one Shabbat he Shabbat shebevchinat itaruta delatata, the Shabbat which is the arousal from below, us reaching, shezeu inyan shebnei Yisrael mamshichim boosim et haShabbat, the fact that we draw and make the Shabbat, lasos et haShabbat. V'Shabbat haShniyah, the second kind of Shabbat, he has Shabbat shebevchinat itaruta dela'ela, the Shabbat which comes from the arousal from above. So in other words, the Shabbat that we do in some way, and the Shabbat which is coming from God by itself. Eila, line 21, now here's a key concept to understand the structure. Eila shebezeh gufa, but in this itself, yeshnam shtei madregot, there are two aspects, two levels. Madrega ha'achat, the first level, himash Shabbat mikadosh v'kayma. It's the first level of Shabbat, the way it is by itself. Thursday, Friday, Shabbat. There it is, Shabbat. We didn't do anything about it. It's just another 24 hours and it's Shabbat. That's it. Shehi b'vchinat itaruta dela'elon. Now that is the arousal from above, which comes before we do anything. Shekodem itaruta delatata. It's before our response from below. Umadrega shnia, and the second variety of quality of Shabbat that comes from above, ibechinat matanat tova. That is the beautiful gift, yeshi bebeit knazai, which I have in my treasure house. Shehu bechinat itaruta delaela, and that is the arousal from above. Shalamaila mitaruta de la'ela, which is higher than the arousal from above, shenimshechet al yedeya itaruta de latata, which comes through the arousal from below, de la'asot et haShabbat, of making Shabbat. Let's try and draw a diagram and understand these different arousals. Okay. So one of the things here is we've got two different levels of arousal from above. So I'm going to use two colors for them. We're going to start with a blue level. And so we have from above just the fact that it's Shabbat on the calendar. All right? So, you know, Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Shabbat. Wow. So that's coming from above, and that's before we've done anything about it. But at this point, we start responding. And that is, so this is the arousal from above, and then we respond, and so, you know, we make a table and everything, and we start studying Torah, and what divrei Torah are we going to say at the table, and then there are the candles, and it's all very beautiful. And the family is sitting there and going to shul and davening and Torah, and it's all very spiritual. Now that is a kind of a reaching to the beyond, to Hashem. And there's also a kind of response from Hashem as well, which is in response to what we're doing. So there is a meeting between us and Hashem, we reach upwards to God and God reaches, responds back to us. But now through the fulfillment of this pattern, what happens then is a much greater gilui from above. That's the higher level, should really be another kind of color. But there is a higher level altogether. And that is the itaruta de la'ela, the arousal from above, which is beyond any movement from below. So we're in, all this comes from the Zohar, really. The Zohar speaks about this kind of interactive relationship with the divine. There's the movement towards, the response from above, and in Chabad Hasidic teachings, it takes it into this sort of intimate, spiritual, experiential level of We have Shabbat there as the fact. We work on it. We do something about it. As a result, we get some kind of further input from the divine. And then, ultimately, if this realm, this whole realm of activity is whole enough, then we get the gift. Then from above comes the matana, the gift from Hashem. It's the, so those are the three levels. And two of them are coming from above. The highest one, this one, which is a response. There's a fourth level. There's one, two, three. So there's three. So this one and this are beyond anything that we do. The middle one is a result of our action. So we've got two aspects of Shabbat. The Shabbat which comes because we do something, and the Shabbat which is beyond what we do. But in that, we can see three. So here we put together the idea of three and of two.
So, go ahead.
If someone doesn't do anything for Shabbat.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
So he's not, no response from below. So
what do you mean he doesn't do anything? Does he keep Shabbat?
He doesn't keep Shabbat. Doesn't go to shul, doesn't make any difference to him what day it is. What happens to the third, the gift? Is he still getting something or is not? Because if he's not causing any response from above down back to him, presumably, if he's not doing anything.
You know, in this discourse, the focus is on people who do something. what he has, if he doesn't do anything, he's got Shabbat Mikdash Shabbakayim.
Yeah.
The trouble is, he's losing it. Why is he losing it? Because it says, Shemoed Yom HaShabbat. Keep Shabbat, because otherwise you'll lose it. The spirituality which is there is just dribbling away.
Mm.
So, he goes to work, and unfortunately he doesn't realize that it's Shabbat. Mm. And so there, it's as if he's been given a beautiful legacy, which is in a bank account, and it's something that matures, and it's today it's matured. He doesn't know anything about it. And he goes on struggling to pay the rent, and I can't afford it, and I would have liked to buy a new car, but I haven't got any money. Actually, he's got the money right there in the bank. All he has to know is that his legacy has matured, and he goes along and draws out some money. So he's not doing that. Or even worse, if you say, it's dribbling away. But tshuva is always possible. You might say that there's some aspect of Shabbat that even if he doesn't know it's Shabbat, nonetheless, something is happening.
It's still given to him. It still exists. But as you say, he's not. It's maybe not even spirituality. It's the knowledge of it. Because how quickly someone who, that family or whatever assimilates so that there is no knowledge. It's not that they don't keep it because they don't want to. They simply don't know what it is.
Right. So that's called tinok shenishba. The child who's taken captive,
mm-hmm.
who has no idea that there's such a thing as Shabbat, or you're not supposed to do certain things on Shabbat, or you should do certain things on Shabbat. I remember a very moving conversation someone had with me. He told me earlier on in his life he had to work on Shabbat, and his work involved driving. He said, but when I was driving on Shabbat, I wouldn't turn on the radio in the car. I thought that was extremely moving. He wanted to express it with Shabbat, and
mm-hmm.
there, in that situation, he felt he had to work on Shabbat, he had to drive, but he wouldn't turn on the radio.
But he was aware.
Yeah, he was aware.
He knew.
Yeah,
he was wanted aware. To do something, even if he...
Yeah, yeah. If circumstances would have been easier, he would have kept Shabbat. Yeah.
But I can't see from the diagram, I can't see how the gift is anything more than the response from above, which is Yeshua in the middle.
Right, you're right that it doesn't come over here. The difference is This is called oneg, this delight. Oneg, delight. And the way it defines this delight is that it's a gleam of delight. And this is essence of delight.
The wholesome.
Yeah, it's so that's a much more powerful revelation for the person.
And is this gift, going back also to Derech Hashem, is this gift different depending on the circumstances of each person? Or is there sort of a standard level that one has to get to before they receive it? So someone, for instance, who doesn't know very much but does everything that they can might be at a higher level than someone who has a lot of knowledge and keeps them
the minimum.
Mm. So is this gift in proportion to the ability of the person, and is its size, so to speak, its understanding, also relative to the person that...
Well, it's interesting. You see, what it says is that, in a sense, it doesn't correspond in a simple way to the avodah of the person. So it's a gift. But in the fact that it's a gift, there might be infinite levels of what kind of gift and how it's... You see, if there's no service which can draw the gift, so what makes the gift come? So what it says in other teachings is atar shlim, which in Aramaic, which means makom shalem, a place of wholeness. That this revelation from above comes to a place of wholeness. So making a place which is whole, each person has their own kind of wholeness. You know, so for one person it's this struggle, you know, for one person it's struggling not to drive on Shabbat or not to turn on the radio on Shabbat. And for another person it's saying a drasha which won't send everyone to sleep. Like the story of the taxi driver and the rabbi who after 120 years came to Shemayim. And the taxi driver went straight to Gan Eden, and the rabbi was given, you know, 6 months in Gehinnom. And so the rabbi said, "Well, what are you doing? You know, I'm a rabbi." And this taxi driver, he said, "Listen, you're being measured by your effect on other people." The taxi driver drove in a wild way, and everyone would start saying Tillim when they were in his car. You said droshes, which sent everyone to sleep. So. So I think that's a very nice question. You know, each person, what makes their atar shlim, their place of wholeness, is an individual thing. Because in a sense, the Talmud says in Sanhedrin, why was Adam created as a single person? Yeah, at this moment, not worrying about Chava as well, Eve. Why is Adam created as a single person? To tell each person that, you know what, the whole world was created for Adam, and in the same way the whole world is created for you. So the whole thing of everything in existence, being in Egypt, getting the Torah, the land of Israel, the temple of Solomon, then the second temple, Galut, Gula, it's all yours. Hashem's making the whole thing for you. And then comes the question, what you're going to make out of the whole thing. So for each one of us, the atar shlim, the place of wholeness, is a different thing.
And are there two parts of this, like one for the individual and one for the community?
Well, that's a very interesting thing. You then multiply this up. All the different neshamot Yisrael, all the different Jewish souls, whether they're keeping Shabbat in Bnei Brak or in... you know, Honolulu, and then the different ways they're keeping Shabbat, that all links together with ultimately the possibility of this gift being given to the entire Am Yisrael, because this gift actually relates to La'atid Lavo. This relates to the future, as he mentioned. This is part of the future. All right. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's see. So I think we got down to the end of this page, didn't we? The second level, that's line 24, is the gift, and that is the arousal from above, higher. You know, that's the arousal from above here, which is higher than that arousal from above. Umashe katuv, and what it says, last words on this page, Vav. What it says, et shabtotai tishmohu, you should guard my Shabbat. Hinei inyan ha-shmira shayach ba-hamshacha shei bevchinat itahut de-le'ela. The guarding is to guard that flow which comes from above. Shebeze tzarich liot rak inyan ha-shmira. When it comes from above, we just have to guard it. V'ka'e al bevchinat ha-shabbat de-mekadshe de-kaima. And it's talking about this first level of Shabbat, which comes by itself, the Gamala Shabbat Shibirchinat Matana, and also the higher level of Shabbat, which is a gift, our guarding of Shabbat enables that quality to be revealed to us. So there's like a lower level and a higher level. So just the fact that a person makes a little bit of a step in keeping Shabbat means they allow this quality to come in. And on a much higher level, their guarding enables this much greater revelation to take place. Okay. V'yesh lama, and one can suggest, so this is line 6 on page 9. Shegam b'likutei Torah mudubar odat madrega ha-shlishit de-shabbat. One can suggest that also, see, he's been contrasting what it says in Likutei Torah by Rabbi Shneur Zalman, that there are two levels, and what it says 100 years ago today in the Rebbe Rashab's writings, Rabbi Sholem Dovber's writings, that there are three levels. So now the Rebbe is suggesting, you know what? In Likutei Torah, there's also a third level. Now what's that? Shehi b'vchinat matana milamayla. That's the gift from above, the third level we've defined here. Because it goes on in Likutei Torah, b'feirush, and it explains hemshech ha-katuv, the way the verse goes on. U'mikdashi tirao, fear my sanctuary. Et shabtotai tishmohu, going back to the verse. Keep my Sabbaths, that's the two levels. U'mikdashi tirao, and fear my sanctuary. Now, my sanctuary, the Kutei Torah goes on to explain that, and what is that? It says in line 10, Shemikdashi kaya la Torah. The sanctuary means the Torah. Ki amikdash shelamata hu maase yedei adam. The sanctuary below, not mikdashi, but the sanctuary that is below, that's made by people. Shlomo HaMelech bana oto, King Solomon built it. Aval la Torah, Torah is something we didn't build. Torah comes from above. He mikdasho shel hakadosh baruch hu mamash. The Torah is the sanctuary of God. That's a beautiful way of thinking of it. Torah is the divine sanctuary. And it's His. Va'inim bazen, that means. So one second, let's just understand. So therefore, Torah is this third level of Shabbat. And that's what he's going to explain. Vainyan bezeh, what this means is, dehine gam madrega shlishit de Shabbat, this third level of Shabbat, eme yota madrega na'alet, even though it's a very exalted level, shitit galel atid lavo, which will be revealed in the future, hare me'ein ze nimshach v'chol Shabbat, something like that is revealed, is drawn down on every Shabbat. Like the two Shabbatot which are there every Shabbat, that means the Uchashem Shishtea Shabbatot Shibachol Shabbat, and those two Shabbatot which are there every Shabbat, Heim Leil Shabbat, the Yom Shabbat, they are the night of Shabbat and the day of Shabbat. Kamochena Madrega Shlishit, similarly the third level, the Shabbat of the Sabbath, Hu Inyan Suda Shlishit, that's the third meal. Shavimin Minchat Shabbat, which is in the afternoon of Shabbat, Shabbat Ne'ma Hayom Lo. And of that, it says, today not. We're going to look at that in a minute. Hainu She'ein Ze Be'ofen, it's not in a way, Shebi'itaruta Dilatata Itaruta Dila'ela, that due to the arousal from below, there's a response from above. It's the flow from above which comes by itself. Now let's just understand this Hayom Lo. If we can look at the commentary at the side, line 46. The little line 46. Now Hayom Lo, this is said in the Torah, Be'inyan Yeridat Haman, concerning the descent of the manna when they are going through the desert. Ne'emar b'parashat Shalach, b'Shalach, it says in the Seder b'Shalach, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe said to the people, Ichlu hayom, this is when they got the double portion on Shabbat, they came to Moshe and they asked what it is, it's why we got double, he said, eat it today, don't worry, Ki Shabbat hayom l'Hashem, because today is Shabbat, hayom lo timtzu'u b'sadeh, they got a double portion on Friday, and Shabbat, they're not going to find any. So he says, eat it, you can leave it over, unlike normally, you couldn't leave it overnight. But this time you can, because today you are not going to find it in the field. Now, if you look at this phrase, this verse, Vayomer Moshe, ichlu hayom. Moshe said, eat it today, once today. Ki Shabbat hayom l'Hashem, today again, second time today. Hayom lo timtzu'u basadeh, today you won't find it in the field. V'shalosh pa'amim ayom shebekatuv, the three times saying today in the verse, hu remez lishlosh sudat b'Shabbat. That's a hint to the three meals on Shabbat. V'chivan shesudah shlishit nivezet, since the third meal is hinted bekatuv in the verse, hayom lo, today not, loshon shlila, a negative, hamore al inyan na'aleh, it's talking about something very exalted. She'ein bo musag, which can't be imagined. Harezer remez lekach, and that's a hint to the idea, shesudah shlishid, that the third meal, na'alet mishtei asudot hakodmot, is higher than the two meals which came before. So there's the evening meal, the Shabbat lunchtime meal, and then the third meal, which is even higher, which might not even be a meal, as we're going to see now. Hainu, that means line 21, that this is a level, line 23, we already said that, it's in a way of itaruta de la ele mitzad atzma, it's in a way of arousal from above, which comes by itself, v'zeo gam atam, that's also the reason, shibusuda shlishit, that in the third meal, lo tzarich liot inyan shel achila ushtiya, that doesn't have to be eating and drinking, ki v'sha sudot de Shabbat, like the other meals of Shabbat. Now that's a specific Chabad custom. Most people do have a physical meal, the third meal. Sometimes Chabad does as well. But on occasion, one is Yotzer. One should try at some point during Shabbat, as well as the Friday night meal and the Shabbat lunchtime meal, to have a few grapes or something like that. Just something, some extra little bit. So that counts halachically as the sudash lishit, but it doesn't have to be with a whole tararam and sitting down and two loaves of bread, you know, things like that. But instead, what there should be is a spiritual atmosphere. And the spiritual atmosphere could be sitting and saying nigunim, or singing nigunim, or saying words of Torah, or learning Torah, so that there should be a home together, you make a husband, wife, children, make it into a spiritual thing together, especially the summer. It's a nice time to have a sudah shlishit. It's a good time to connect in a very spiritual way. So it doesn't have to have it certainly doesn't have to have the same level of eating and drinking. Va'ad sheyesh deyod, until there are even opinions, sheyotzim yidei chovah, that people fulfill the duty by mirat divrei Torah, simply by saying words of Torah. So in footnote 14, it gives a reference to a halachic book, Mate Ephraim, which gives this idea. Liyotam me'ein olam haba. Because the third meal, that time is called Raiva de Raivin, the delight of delights. And that is like a little bit of the world to come. And in the world to come, She'en bo lo achila v'lo shtia, there's no eating and there's no drinking. So to make the atmosphere of the third meal the same as the world to come, you don't have to eat, just say words of Torah. Well, pizeh yesh lomar, and according to this, one could suggest, Shemikdashi tirau dekai al Torah, that when it says, fear my sanctuary, which it's talking about Torah, as we mentioned, kashur im su'udah shlishit, that's talking about the third meal. Shehi madrega shlishit de Shabbat, that's the third level of Shabbat. Shehi bevchinat matana, which is the gift. Which is the gift. So here we can add to our diagram. So this is the first meal. Right, because this is the evening of Shabbat. And this one is the second meal of Shabbat. Which is coming after a lot of davening and spiritual experience beforehand. And this is the third meal. The third meal. Su'udah Shlishit, which might not be a physical meal at all, but it's a very spiritual occasion. Now we're going to the last part of the verse. You see, the verse says, Et Shabta Taitishmohu, guard my Shabbat, my two Shabbats, U'mikdashi tirau, and fear my sanctuary, Ani Hashem, I am God. So now we're coming to the I am God. V'zeh gam ma'ashem asayim b'katuv, Ani Hashem. That's why it ends off in the verse, I am God. U'perash Rashi. Rashi says, what does it mean, I am God? Ne'eman neshalim sachar. I am faithful, I can be relied on to give a reward. V'ayinyam b'zeh, what this means is, the whole idea of reward is not just the literal sense of a reward, giving someone a positive thing, wealth and so on. Eila la'amitat inyan ha'sachar, the real idea of reward. Shezer shamru chazal, this is what the sages said. Tzcha mitzvah, mitzvah. The reward of a mitzvah is the mitzvah itself. Kamavor b'likutei Torah, as explained, now there are different ways of understanding this. The reward of a mitzvah, you could say, is another mitzvah. You do one mitzvah, and another mitzvah comes in its train, and you get another one, and another one, so you get more mitzvah, one after the other. But as a Hasidic explanation of that phrase, scha mitzvah mitzvah, the reward of a mitzvah is a mitzvah, is shahamitzvah atzmahi asachar, the fact you're doing the mitzvah, that itself is the reward. How amazing. You're doing that mitzvah. What's happening when you do the mitzvah? Line 9, ki ikar mitzvah bitula yesh la'ayin, the main aspect of the mitzvah is the material becoming transparent to the spiritual. Right? As we mentioned before, the first level. That itself is the reward of the mitzvah. You're doing something positive, and this transparency to the holy, that's the most beautiful experience. Eila shahasacha hu gilui ha'ayin amiti. The reward is the revelation of the true ayin, beyond and beyond. V'hainu al yedei kiyum mitzvah na'aseh chibur. Through keeping the mitzvah, there is a bond made. Now, mitzvah itself, milashon tzavta v'chibur, comes from an expression, tzavta, meaning joining. Now, this is in contradistinction to most Hebrew dictionaries, which will tell you that mitzvah comes from the word tziva, the root tziva, which means command. And mitzvah is a noun which comes from tziva. It's a thing which is commanded. But there's another word, tzavta, an Aramaic word, which means
together.
That's right. But tzavta chada. Yeah, you can say it's used in modern Israeli literature. Yeah.
There was a theatre
called Tzavta. Oh, yeah? Lovely. Tzavta. Yeah, a tzevet is the word for a crew, because they're bonded together very closely. So mitzvah is this word, bond, because it bonds us with God. When we do the mitzvah, we bond with the divine. So what are we bonding to? In bechinat ani, with the I, ani Hashem. See, it says there, ani Hashem, I am God. We are bonding with the ani, which is otiot ayin. The letters ayin means the beyond, nothing. We're absolutely beyond. Bechinat ha'atzmut, the essence of the divine. Shelamayle gam mibchinat soviv kol almin, which is even higher than the surrounding radiance. Now this, this is the surrounding radiance, and the ani is on that third level. Val pize yuvan gam einyan da ani Hashem. One second. I'm going to miss out this, what's in the brackets. It's let's just go to line 22 at the end of the line. V'harei amitat inyan ha-sachar. Now the real reward, sheyitgale la'atid lavor, which will be revealed in the future, u'befchat be'elef ha-shvi'i, and especially in the seventh millennium, hu mibchina she'i efshar la'amshich al yedei avodah, is that level which can't be drawn down through service. Ele yumshach v'yitgale milamayla, it'll be revealed from above, bivchinat matana, in a way of a gift. So therefore, this third level of Shabbat is tapping into a dimension of closeness to the divine, that through Shabbat we are really bonded to the divine in a way which is completely beyond any actual service, and it's just that closeness. Now, I think this has given us a very beautiful way of considering Shabbat. What I feel with these discourses is to try to take the ideas that they present and to use them. So last week's discourse spoke about Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. So the whole week I've been trying to think of that, you know, and saying Kadosh, the first level, Kadosh, second level, third. So here, this is something to put into our experience of Shabbat, you know, savor the wine, let's say.
So is this also the gift? We also talk about getting a second soul for Shabbat. Right.
I think the second soul is all of this. Like, you know, even the Mikdash of Akaima, the second soul enables us to appreciate that. You know, so right at the beginning, the first level. So everyone gets the Mikdash Mekayim, as long as they, you know, assuming they keep Shabbat a little bit, maybe even if they don't, you know, maybe there's a...
But perhaps the second soul is the gift in the sense that it's the ability to really understand the essence of Shabbat if you nurture it, so to speak.
Mm.
Right? If you... The person who doesn't keep Shabbat probably still gets his second soul, but it's just there.
That could be.
But the more you nurture this soul, because it goes to Shabbat and comes back again each Shabbat, it brings a little bit more with it, so to speak. So you're able to understand more. So perhaps this gift is not just sort of like a one-time thing, but it's a little bit.
Mm. It's a nice Shabbat way of looking at it. It's an accumulative process. That's a very lovely way of seeing it. I think that's a very nice way of seeing it. And all the other things we hear about Shabbat, you know, the Talmud tells us the food tastes better on Shabbat, like the famous story of the person who invited a Roman to the table for Shabbat, and the fish was so nice, and he asked for the recipe, and he got his cook to make it according to the recipe, and it didn't work, it wasn't so nice. He came back very angry, "You didn't give me the proper recipe." So the rabbi said, "Look, we have a special spice that goes into the food called Shabbat." So of course it tasted different. You know, so all the other aspects of Shabbat you know, feed in to this kind of image. You know, as you say, the second soul. But it's all part of this intense possibility of experience. So now we go a little step further. V'yesh lo hosif b'zeh, one can add, al pi ha-mavor b'lekutei Torah b'ferush ani Hashem. When it says, I am God, so it explains there, she'ani d'haynu atzmuto yidbarach, that means the essence of the divine, hu mamash havaya, it really is yudke vavke. What does that mean? She'hu ma she'nimshach liyot memale kol almin. From the very highest level of the essence, it comes down to be the radiance which fills the world over the page. V'chulachad, and it's all one. So in other words, from the highest level of the essence down to the spiritual energy which is in this table and in the strawberry ice cream. V'inyam b'zeh, now what that means is, dihine b'chinat memale kol almin, this radiance which fills the world, hu k'mayim rabbeinu zal, it's as the sages say, ma ha'neshama memala et haguf, just as the soul fills the body, kach ha'kadosh baruch hu memale et ha'olam, thus godliness fills the whole world. So that's a very good example in footnote 24, which is in Midrash Vayikra Rabbah, and one or two other midrashim, relating also to a Gemara and Brachot, this immanentist way of understanding Hashem, God filling the world, the pleroma, yes, there's an English word, the godliness filling the world. Now, behind it, that means, shekashem shechayut haneshama mlubeshet baguf, just as the life force of the soul, which is enclosed in the body, nimshechet b'chol evrei haguf, it flows into all the limbs of the body, gam ba'akev shavaregel, even into the heel of the foot, v'gam b'tzipanayim, and even in the fingernails and the toenails. K'mochein, simile, gam b'chinat mamale kol almin, this divine radiance which fills the world, nimshechet gam b'makom shel helem v'hester u'menaged, it flows down even into a place of concealment and darkness and opposition. It's not only in the nice holy realm. It's even in very unholy and problematic areas. But afal pichein, and nonetheless, ma shenimshach liot memale kol almin, that which flows down, this radiance which fills the world right down to its very problematic and negative and dark realms, hu kulachad, is completely one. Im ani, with the I, which is the divine essence. V'hainu, that means shadavka yedei avoda b'mekom helem v'hester, just through the service in this place, which is a place of darkness and difficulty and problems and challenges, mitzad b'chinat mimale kol almin, through this quality of the radiance which fills the worlds, lokhim, we are able to take Bchinat ani, the essence, I, atzmuto yidbarech, the very essence of the divine. So in other words, this might not be such a comfortable situation. It could be a person in prison trying to keep Shabbat, a person in the war trying to keep Shabbat, a person who is, you know, sometimes a young person starts trying to be frum and become more religious, and their whole family is not frum and they're watching television on Shabbat. Sometimes a spouse, you know, one spouse doesn't want to do this and the other one wants to do that. All kinds of challenges in life. And what one is attempting to do is connect with that divine flow which comes down, and through that can be revealed all the highest levels in the most beautiful way. And the discourse continues with the fact that we have this in Parshat Baha, because Baha, as we see, the same verse occurs in Parshat Kedoshim. The same verse. And that verse in Kedoshim, the Rebbe says, that's written for tzaddikim. In Baha, in Dal Sedra, we get it after the person who's gone down, he sold himself to the non-Jew who lives in Egypt, in Israel. He sold himself to the idolater who lives in Israel. He's like on a lower and lower level. So that's where, when the person is trying to keep Shabbat on this lowest level, that's where we have all these revelations. So that's this discourse. Bezrat Hashem.
Thank you.